Why do women often attack a man's masculinity when they don't get what they want?
Oh, that's a good question. Why do I attack masculinity?
Because women run the world.
It's a great question. Why, when a woman doesn't get what she wants, you know, she asks for a gift or a favor or something like that, and the man says no, why is the go-to response to attack his masculinity? You're not a real man. Real men take care of their girlfriends. You're cheap. You're pathetic. You need to man up. Some variation of that. The implication of that being that in order to prove his masculinity, he needs to serve her. He needs to sacrifice himself for her interests, for her comfort. Real men don't think about themselves. They only think about her. It's not true, of course. If a woman is demanding gifts or favors that she doesn't deserve and she's throwing a tantrum when she doesn't get her way, then the manliest thing to do is not to cave in, it's to shut her down. To treat her like the spoiled child that she is and to communicate very clearly that until she stops acting like an entitled brat, then she gets nothing. The masculine thing to do is to enforce boundaries, not to cave in. But then why do women do this? Why do they attack a man's masculinity? The answer is because it works. Modern men are very insecure about their masculinity, and so the thought that a woman might think less of them, might not think that he's a real man, is terrifying, because he knows in the back of his mind that women only mate with real men, and so unless he's willing to completely forego reproductive success, he feels compelled to defend his manliness. It's complete bullshit, of course, and extremely manipulative. To hold you hostage, to emotionally abuse you just to try and extract something from you, it's disgusting. Women who resort to this are so toxic. But there are lots of men out there who are no better. They do the exact same thing. Like if a woman rejects them sexually, they attack her femininity. They call her a slut or something. It's always so cringeworthy when a man gets sexually rejected and he's like calling her a slut or a whore. Because she didn't sleep with you? That makes no sense. But it's the same principle at play. The man doesn't get what he wants, and so he attacks her where he thinks it's going to hurt. He attacks her femininity. And it's effective because women don't want men to think of them as sluts and whores. But anyone doing this, man or woman, needs to grow up. When you don't get what you want, your first instinct shouldn't be to try and hurt the other person. When you're asking for something, show respect. Be grateful. Modern women have completely lost the art of just being nice. Men don't mind doing things for women. We like that, but please show some kindness, show some femininity. But sadly, it seems like modern women have just lost all dignity. They're not showing any femininity. They're acting entitled to whatever they're asking for and then throwing tantrums when they don't get it. Women need to discover their femininity again quickly because high-quality men do not respond to insults. No man wants to be attacked or belittled. Men would rather stay single than be with some bitter woman who's constantly attacking and disrespecting him. And yet, even when it's proved on a practical level to be ineffective, there are so many women who are reluctant to give up this strategy. The reason is because psychologically, they want to be victims. And that's what I'm going to talk about in this video. But man, you've got to protect yourself because being in a relationship with a toxic woman can be deleterious to your mental health and even your physical health. You don't want to be in the physical proximity of a woman who hates you, who's attacking you. Your body shuts down, your penis shuts down. That's because your body knows that it's not safe to be intimate with a woman like that. And I want to take a moment to talk about recovery from erectile dysfunction and thank the sponsor of today's video, Bathmate. Now, as you can imagine, as a guy who gives out advice to men for a living, I get a lot of Hey Hero requests about erectile dysfunction. Men need somebody to talk to about this stuff, and it's no surprise that it's a big deal for guys. We want to feel masculine, we want to get rock hard, and if you're falling short of that, it can be stressful. Now, I usually counsel guys through the psychological blocks that they have because I don't favor the chemical approach. I don't trust, you know, just taking some pills. Those things can have crazy side effects. But I was recently approached by Bathmate, and after learning about their products, I was so excited to accept them as a sponsor of my channel because I want men to know that they don't have to use medication to solve this problem. Check it out. This is a Bathmate penis pump. This is the Hydro Extreme model. Bathmate products are different. They work in water and use a hydraulic vacuum to safely draw more blood into the penis. Their products are manufactured in the UK. They're FDA inspected and regulated. And while I still think that it's important to approach this issue from a psychological lens, if this is something that you've dealt with, I can tell you that it's going to be psychologically very beneficial to actually look down at your cock and see that it's rock hard. To see that that's possible can be psychologically very helpful and give you the confidence that you need to know that you're still up to the task. So don't take the pills, try Bathmate instead, because these guys stand behind their product. They offer a 60-day 100% money back guarantee. There really is no risk in trying this, and after 2 months, 92.9% of their customers report report having stronger erections. 80% even said that it made their cock bigger, the science being that it's good for your penis self to have blood flowing in to exercise those blood vessels, kind of like going to the gym, but for your dick. Anyway, if you want to know more, you want to do some research, or you're ready to give it a try, remember, 60-day, 100% money-back guarantee. Click the link in the description box below and check out Bathmate. Okay, let's return to the video by saying something that is obviously true, even though it's politically incorrect, which is that women need men. The whole independent woman thing is a lie, it's a myth, and it's being exposed. Women don't want to be independent. Check this out.
I don't want to be an independent woman anymore. It's not all that it's cracked up to be.
This message is for my future husband, so if you're not my future husband, please keep scrolling. Daddy, I don't want to work anymore.
I decided that I need me a sugar daddy, but I want me a sugar daddy that don't want no sugar.
That being this independent woman paying all the bills, like, that's ghetto. No, send my husband right now.
I don't know if anybody else has realized this, but this whole independent woman thing, you know, I don't need nobody. I can do bad all by myself. It's feeling like a scam.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but the whole independent, you know, I want to be independent. I got my own bag. Ladies, it's dead.
My favorite bit. My favorite bit is like this independent thing, woman thing. This is feeling like a scam. God, that's so funny. These women, they're halfway there. They've realized that single independent woman life is awful, that they need a man. They need a partner, somebody to help with the masculine side of life. Okay, that's a good start. But the missing half is the reciprocity. Remember this woman saying that she wants a sugar daddy, but she doesn't want to provide any sugar? No. That's not how it's going to work. It's funny, but it's also sad because it's so incredibly dehumanizing. You can just tell that these women, they don't think about what it must be like to be the man in that equation. There's no empathy. There's no understanding of that experience. This is why women are able to complain endlessly about men, to exploit them, to manipulate them, and really feel nothing about it. There's no feminine, you know, gratitude. There's no sense of cooperation. From modern women, the attitude that we're most likely to receive is one of contempt. Modern women are shamelessly sexist. Check out these clips.
Who has easier lives, men or women?
Men.
Why do you say men?
Women go through a lot more mental suffrage and have to appeal to the everyday woman's standards.
Did you say women go through more mental struggle? But 80% of the people who commit suicide are men.
Women are mentally stronger than men because we don't have a will to give up as easily.
So men are just mentally weaker than women are?
Yeah.
And that's why we commit suicide more?
Yeah.
Even if we accept her premise that men are mentally weak and that's why we're committing suicide more often, did you get any sense from her smug expression that she felt one iota of compassion? No, it's just contempt.
If men did not exist, I would go to the store like this. But men still do exist, so I'll go like this.
Not all men.
Yes, we know.
I really don't think that women have thought this through. Why do you think men will be okay just being shit on all the time? Why do you think we're just going to accept constantly being attacked and insulted and belittled? The reckless arrogance. What makes women so confident that men are going to tolerate this? That we're just going to be okay being judged and blamed for everything? For having our own mental health struggles just dismissed? What do women even imagine the consequence of them having this attitude is going to be? That men will just happily continue being the punching bag? The scapegoat for all of women's problems and will just keep smiling and keep providing and protecting? Because if so, you are delusional. Men are sick of this sexism. There is a link between this attitude and the skyrocketing rates of singledom. Because, and this shouldn't be a shock, but men would rather be alone than be with a woman who has this kind of attitude. Men would rather be single than be with a woman who demands gifts and favors and then throws a tantrum and cries victim when she doesn't get her way. We saw examples of this in my course, and I always explain it to women in this way. How would you feel If every time a man asked you for sex and he didn't get his way, he threw a tantrum. He insulted your femininity. He belittled you because he didn't get what he wanted. It's not good, right? Doesn't feel great? Well, this is the exact same principle at play. It turns out the healthy, respectful way to get what you want is not through insults. It's through gratitude.
Nobody works harder than a man. Like, they just, they try and try and try. Even though the whole world is against them, they still don't give up. Tell them thank you. Show them some appreciation.
What a revolutionary message. It's actually not that complicated. It's the golden rule. Do unto others as you'd have them do to you. This short-term strategy of insulting men, belittling them when you don't get what you want, is not going to work in the long run. Yeah, maybe the first few times he's so shocked by the viciousness of your response that he just caves in and he does what you ask. But even though he's complying on the surface, deep down, he loses respect for you. He loses love and passion for the relationship. So he withdraws. He stops talking so much. He's more silent around you, which then, of course, you become more hostile towards him, blaming him instead of recognizing it as the predictable consequence of your own behavior. Pretty soon, you've sucked out all of the masculinity from him. And then at that point, you've lost all attraction. So you move on to the next man, ready to suck him dry as well, all while complaining how men are all trash and how much of a victim you are. And that is perhaps the most infuriating thing about the mindset of modern women, is this wholesale adoption of a victimhood mindset, thinking that it is empowering to constantly complain about men.
What do you think the issue is with men nowadays?
Men are shitheads.
The one thing I have is every man I've ever been with has cheated on me.
Yeah,
every man has been a selfish piece of shit, and honest. Yeah,
I have personally. I have an issue with men when they breathe, talk, blink, and that's when, everything.
Yeah,
it's so disgusting to see such blatant sexism. And this victimhood is so unattractive because it's obviously disempowering to these women. Even though these women are complaining about how awful men are, they think they're painting men in this terrible light. Anybody watching this reaches the exact opposite conclusion. We watch this clip and we think, God, these women are terrible. Because there's no accountability taken. They're not showing any responsibility for the men that they've attracted into their lives. No, it's just men are awful. Men think with their dicks, men constantly cheat on you. But what have you done to fix that? Have you stopped chasing those bad boy types? Have you exited the hookup culture? Have you tried to get married? Have you valued a stable relationship? Have you shifted your values? Have you taken any responsibility, or are you just complaining? I put the spotlight on men too. You better believe it. This comes up a lot in my Hey Hero requests. I don't tolerate men constantly complaining about gold diggers and how awful women are. It's like, yeah, that sucks. Women are lacking femininity. Okay, but what are you going to do about it? How are you going to fix that? Don't write to me asking for advice with just a list of complaints. I want to help you take action to actually improve your life. You don't like the women that you're meeting. Okay. Are you still sleeping around? Are you in hookup culture? Are you still in the dating market, or are you trying to get out? You need to stop rewarding toxic women by continuing to spend time with them. Stop ignoring red flags just because a woman is hot. If you continue to spend time with those kinds of women, well, dude, that's on you. And so to bring it back to the topic at hand, for modern women, I ask this question. What do you want? Do you want to be happy, or do you want to be a victim? You want both? Nope. Not going to happen. That's impossible. Those two are mutually exclusive.
Here is my impression of half the women on this app. And I say this as a 3-time sexual assault survivor. Oh, you're a man? Clearly you're going to rape me. No, there's question about it. You're going to rape me because you're a man. That is all men do. So I'm going to treat you with hostility and defensiveness immediately. Because you're a man, therefore you're a rapist. Tell me how that attitude towards men is any different from being a misogynist. Generalizing an entire gender. And please stop having that attitude and calling yourself a feminist, because you're making the rest of us true feminists look bad, because you're not a feminist. You're a misandrist. You're a man-hater. And that's not what true feminism is about.
Mic drop. This is not a question of reality. This is a question of mindset. Are there awful men out there doing awful things? And have you personally suffered from those awful men and their actions? Yes. No doubt, but what's your plan? Are you going to stay in victimhood? Are you going to wallow in pain and suffering and blame all men and treat them as the enemy? Are you going to surrender to your worst, most based sexist instincts? Because let me tell you, that is not a plan for success. That's not going to lead to happiness. Being a victim is not empowering. In my childhood, I was subjected to abusive women. I got cheated on by an ex-girlfriend. I had a toxic female boss. I have 100 other examples where I came across awful women and the worst kinds of toxic femininity. And yet I've been in a happy, healthy relationship for 14 years. I have a beautiful daughter. I have a very close relationship with my mother. I'm surrounded by beautiful women who I love and I celebrate their femininity. I don't want to be a victim, and that's 100% selfish. I'm too greedy to be a victim because the victim life is fucking miserable. I want to be happy, and I'll be damned if I'm going to let those toxic women from my past ruin my future. The best revenge is a good life surrounded by quality women. But like I mentioned, revenge isn't my motivation. I don't care about those women from my past. I don't think about them. They're not important enough. This is just about selfishly wanting to be happy. Women, you need to be more selfish. You need to be more greedy. The maximum amount of happiness that you're ever going to experience by acting like a victim all the time is minuscule. Turns out, being empowered, taking responsibility, that can actually soar you into new heights of happiness that are going to be far more satisfying than anything that this modern culture is giving you. So women, stop treating men like the enemy. Stop demanding things from men while not giving anything back. You're just making yourself and everyone around you miserable. To be empowered is to be feminine, respectful, appreciative. To cooperate with a man, to form a partnership, to pair bond, to create a life together, that's true empowerment. I am not a woman hater. I desperately want you to be happy. I'm just telling you that your strategy of victimhood sucks. Thinking of yourself as a victim is not going to help. Now, I understand this can be a touchy subject because even for men, there can be a lot of guys out there who have genuinely suffered at the hands of toxic, abusive women. And everything I'm saying, you know, sort of dismissing the victimhood mindset can be interpreted as me dismissing their pain, dismissing their suffering. It's an incredibly nuanced topic as to what degree you acknowledge the reality about what it is that you've suffered, but you adjust your mindset that so you don't get mired down in that muck and you can actually find your way out of it so that those awful women don't define your life. How do you do that though? How do you achieve that balance? Like I said, it's a very nuanced topic. It's quite complex and it's too much for the scope of this video. So I've included that in the extended version of this video. You see what I post here on YouTube, these are just the shortened, you know, kind of simplified, abridged versions. If you want to see the full versions of my videos, then come over to Patreon.